You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what Brad Lane told me, and you know you can believe me. Anything I say is the truth. That Friday, you would like to host from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I applaud you. That you want to show you something about the term rank amateurs, how it's done. So you're going to roll in. What time did you hear, Dave? What time is Rena going to roll in?
I think she'll be here by 4 to prep for the show.
4 to prep, and you're going to host the morning show, Adam and Jordana, This Dog and Pony Show, DeRusha, H. Lake, and at the end, like a gymnast, you will do a somersault on this beautiful carpet and come up and say, ta-da! Is that correct, yes or no?
I don't think anybody wants that.
I would. Dave?
No, you wouldn't.
Dave, let's vote. We're the audience. Mm-hmm. Would you like Rena on Friday to host from 6 to 9?
Do I have to produce? Or does it mean I get a day off?
No. No, you produced. She gets each producer, Jimmy, David Josephson,
you get the day off.
Cook.
I want the day off.
Well, because she said she wants to pull off the...
Okay. I'm going to say something nice to you here.
Yeah.
Don't get used to it. Do not hold it against me. What you do is very hard, and you're very good at it, all of you over there. And I don't think people realize what it takes to pull that off, because now I have done it, and I am not great at it.
Stop.
And it's weird to not be good at something. It's like weird to try something and be like, wow, I've been doing this other thing for 30 years, and this is harder than I think people think it is. So good job to you.
Well,
that's it.
I mean, you know, when you're 77, it's hard to adjust, right? And you know.
I've lived a good life.
Shoot. I mean, you look tremendous for 77.
Do you think I should start telling people I'm way older than I am so that they think I look good for my age?
Okay, first of all, you're beautiful, so knock it off. How old are you, by the way? I don't even know.
51. I'll be 52 in 9 days.
Okay.
October 10th. Let's
where
party.
That's our happy hour day. The three of us. Not your husband, not your daughter, not your coworkers. None of them. October 10th now. I'm bringing Q. So.
Okay. I can't bring my daughter, though?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Do you want to bring your daughters, too?
I'll get them out of school. Hey, yeah. We're going drinking. Let's go. Happy hour.
Yeah. The guy can come with. Lindsay can come with. Let's go. Where are we going? October 10th, 4 o'clock. It'll probably be beautiful again. We could go back.
I will be working, friend.
No.
I do a little thing called the news at 4 o'clock.
Could you do it live from happy hour?
Yeah, I mean.
Kara's very good at doing the news from anywhere else they want now.
I bet people would watch drunk news.
Oh, there's no doubt they would watch drunk news. That would be tremendous. If I mean, the news never ends. I mean, what time does your morning show start? Is that 4:30?
4:30.
4:30 to 7. Then you're doing cut-ins during
the stream. They stream for 2 more hours online.
The folks on the morning show do?
Yes. Yes. So they are on from 4:30 in the morning until 9.
My God. That's a lot. That's a lot of repeating the same stories.
It is.
18,000 traffic and weather reports.
I mean, yes, you'll get some news, but you've done this shift many, many times. A lot is just recycling. And also, I've been told by, I have a couple who live in the neighborhood, the word is you're a terrible recycler. I hate to say it, but you don't separate properly.
Does it rinse out the food scraps that are still left in the yard?
Do we really think that they're doing that at the recycling place?
Wow. Just Rena Sarjanovas put it on the Twitter machine. Attacks recycling.
Big recycling.
Says, similar to Donald Trump, that climate change is a hoax. Rena Sarjanovas.
Recycling's a hoax.
Comma, 77 years of age. Comma. Says recycling is a giant hoax. Wow. How about that?
How about that?
Well, I mean,
you're not backing down either.
Yeah. If you're in Minneapolis, you basically have, how many garbages do people have now in Minneapolis? Like 15? You know,
yes.
To separate?
Compost.
Yeah. Grass clippings, you know. I'm in Plymouth, and somebody's helping me, Where's your grass clippings garbage? I go, I don't have a grass clippings garbage. I just, you know, cut the grass.
One for paper towels.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wow. How about that, Dave? Dave, what kind of recycler are you?
Tremendous.
Tremendous recycler.
I set the standard in Woodbury.
I'm going to say that at your funeral. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Wow.
That's going to be my eulogy to you.
Oh, wow. She's 77 and she's going to outlive me.
Yeah. I mean, you're...
Tremendous recycler. Everyone's going to weep. They will weep.
All right. Now,
what he did with cardboard was amazing.
Now, coming up to honor Dave Aragon, here is, I mean, we're thinking this is not soon. Maybe 5 years you're going to go. 80, yeah. And they'll announce you as Rena Sarjanovas, 82-year-old Care 11 anchor. And you go up there, Dave Aragon, tremendous recycler. And then just walk off right there.
And just walk off. Yeah.
She's not coming to my funeral. She's got to work that day, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I have to work.
The day off. I would take the day off for that. If you die, Dave Harrigan, I will take the day off.
Well, he's going to die.
Half day.
You know, I mean, at some point. Do you think you're going to outlive us?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. God, geez, I mean, how confident did you sound? Right? I mean, almost like, did he just ask me this question?
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, seriously. I mean, Dave's already told me that he thinks I'm on the road to it's about to end. And what he suggests is they're going to just convince me I'm still doing a show and keep bringing me here and just put me in a wheelchair in the corner.
And, I love that for you.
And hermetically.
And every day. Good job, Chad.
And hermetically seal it. It just occasionally pat me on the head.
We'll have somebody paid to just send tweets to you. You'll have a screen
exactly.
So it looks like somebody's listening.
Fake, almost dead Twitter. That's what they'll call it. I have some data on people planning funerals. So let's get to that next.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Among the techs, Rena does a great job hosting. I agree. I thought you did a great job. Vodka birthday for Rena. That makes sense. No way she's 52 years old. She's not. She's 51 still. So calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Will we get some Kenny Rogers music for it? The first text said Arena's birthday, but then they corrected it to Rena. And then in light of Dave's tremendous recycling skills, in lieu of flowers, bring recycling.
Yeah.
Bring your cans and bottles.
Exactly. Bring that. Okay. I saw this the other day. 65% of Americans plan their own funeral. 65% plan their own funeral. Rena Sargentopoulos, 77 from Care 11. What is your initial? I'm going to change that on the phone too. 77. what is your reaction to that? 65%.
I say, God bless you, because there is nothing worse than planning a funeral when you don't know what somebody wants or would have wanted, and that takes the burden off the people that are left behind. Now, I don't know, like, you're writing your own eulogy or something? I don't know about that, but, like, if you're like, I want to be buried here.
Let's just review. Who at the station would do that? That would be Jason DeRussia. It would have Instagrams. It would have sponsors.
Reels,
and it would be glowing in its praise.
It'd be catered really well, too.
Exactly. It would. I think you're right. Okay. If I'll use me as the example. Chad Hartman, 29 years of age. If I had a massive heart attack, I don't know what my closest family members would do. I am agnostic. I hope we have another place to go. If heaven is awaiting, at a certain point, and I want that to be a long, long time from now, I hope it happens. I really do. I would love to believe in some beautiful, mystical place that we're going. I attend church services not often, but I have in my earlier life a lot. I should reach out to my core group and say, if I pass away, what would you, I'll go with you people. What would you people,
you people.
Do? Yeah. I don't know. I have an idea what they would do. They would just move on. You know, like, okay. You know, Davis told me he'd give me like a 2-minute thing, like near the top of the hour. Is that pretty much what you would do?
It's kind of a stretch for time. I think we've only got 60 seconds.
Yeah. By the way, Chad, done. Corzo's next. And would you keep the regular elements of the show?
Anything that has been produced with a voice of mine on it?
Yes,
that would stay.
That's what you would do. I think you nailed it, though, Rena. It, you know, obviously, let's say if there's a place of worship, you would go there. Maybe you've picked out a place if you want to be buried somewhere, maybe music. I guess when I first heard it, Dave, I thought that was high, but then the more I thought about it, I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Seems like a good number to me. 2/3 of us?
Yeah.
Let's get it higher, in fact.
We probably should get it higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what age, you know, because people, you know, you could go today, you could go tomorrow, whatever. I don't want to get deep about that, but, you know, my dad is 80, and he and his wife they've for years now had, they bought their plots. They've already paid for their headstones. They will go to the church down the street from us, you know? So, but I mean, I'm 51 and I don't have my funeral planned.
Come on. Come
77.
On. Yeah. No, I don't, you know, my father, he picked out a place where his parents were and where his siblings were. He did not pick out the gravestone. Which, in hindsight, surprised me. So I ended up doing it. I picked out something that was identical to what his mom had and then kind of came off, after thinking about it for a long time, did something that was attached to his personal life and his professional life. Rainey, do you think most people will pick what they want if they're buried? What they want people to see about them?
You mean the people left behind?
the individual passes, and they want, this is what I want written about me on the gravestone.
I think people should do that.
Dave, would
and,
you?
You know, it's up to your family what you decide to do.
Yeah, I mean, then you might get to family members.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about fabulous. I mean, adequate.
It's okay.
You know, decent.
Above average, maybe.
Would you like Dave to write yours?
No, thanks.
No, you're out. Dave?
I think I would.
You would?
I'd like to put a little joke on it. So every time if somebody decides to show up once in a while, they can have a little chuckle at my expense.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Let's get to one more thing. Dave is all excited about McDonald's bringing back McMillions. Now, I remember it being a big deal.
Oh, Monopoly was huge.
Right? It was a huge deal. I'm not good for me, la-di-da, pat myself on the back. I'm really not much of a fast food person at all. So remind me what happened with McMillions.
Well, they
talking to me or Dave? Oh, okay.
There was a tip to authorities that, hey, a lot of these big, huge winners.
Wait, I watched the I just remember I watched a documentary on it.
I watched it too. All the big winners, they're kind of related.
That's right.
And then they realize somebody's, you know, whoever's actually sticking the actual game pieces on the box of fries or whatever else.
That's right.
They kind of know what's up.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a big scam. But if you're actually going in there and you're not cheating the scam, remind me how it worked.
Well, at that time, you had like the actual Monopoly board printout that you could get.
Yeah.
And then you'd go in and get, you know, fries or a drink, and you'd get, I think there was two pieces on each one. You'd peel it off. Maybe it says you get a free cheeseburger, or else you get Baltic Avenue or Boardwalk, you know.
Yeah.
And you're trying to complete the board or complete that set of, you know, colored properties, and then you'd bring it in and you'd get, you know, anything from some free food to $1 million, I think, was always the big prize.
Yeah. Now it seems like if fast food places are involved, it's like superhero stuff, right? There's something tied to Marvel or whatever it might be. Was there ever at a restaurant, whatever it might be, where there was a little side game action where obviously you're 77, so it's got to be younger Rena was excited to go and participate?
Well, you both know my memory is that of a 97-year-old. So I kind of remember wanting to collect the pieces from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I have ate more Big Macs in my youth than I care to talk about. Yes.
Was that big in Pittsburgh back then?
You know, my mom worked in a restaurant, and so I think like cooking when she got home was like an ordeal. And so it was a lot of fast food, but lots of Big Macs. But no, I don't remember anything else. And usually it was like Happy Meal toys and things that you wanted to collect, and those glasses that they had with all the characters on them.
Oh, Q was at McDonald's recently. I was not thrilled, Michael. I'm like, Culver's? Like, I don't know. I mean, I really wasn't bothered that much.
Elitist.
Oh, yeah, Culver's, I said. What an elitist. I didn't say, hey, let's head to P.S. Steak for his lunch. It works, though. These games absolutely hook families and hook kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your 7-year-old daughter, do you bring her much to fast food?
No, not much. She gets ice cream from McDonald's. We do Chick-fil-A a lot, which is not a lot, but yeah. I mean, like if I had to pick one fast food place that we probably do, she's never been to a Burger King. She's never. We do Chick-fil-A, you know,
denying,
once a week.
Sounds like denying joy. That's what I heard. We have to go. Enjoy your day.
Of course you do.
Yep.
You too.
See ya, Rena.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.